This is Haystack Health Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Health Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are glad you are with us. We're going to talk kitchens again with Enchanted Kitchens. Our good friend Neil and Kami are with us again. Pull that mic up for a little closer to you there, Kami. And Neil, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
You're going to cost me money.
I'm looking at your picture here, Scott. Oh, man, this is going
to
be fun.
I hate that. Yeah. No, we're looking forward to you guys coming out to the house and taking a look at our kitchen as well. And how's business running through right now?
It's actually pretty good. Yeah, trying to catch a breath. But, yeah. A lot of customers, and they're coming in because of the holidays coming up, so we want to try and process them in time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good deal. Kami, good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Thank you.
So let's start with you a little bit today, Kami, and designer and all. So let's give a little bit of your background again, because I want to just do that for maybe those that didn't catch you the first time and your experience in doing what you do.
Okay. Well, I have a BA in interior design, so that's how I got started with my love of kitchens. And I've been doing kitchen design for 19 years now. And it's my favorite part of interior design because it mixes the aesthetics as well as space planning. So you get to put the two elements together.
Right. Good deal. Once again, Enchanted Kitchen is located at 3535 South Platte River Drive. And I want you to get by their experience center there and check that out. You know, before we get into our kind of topic today a little bit and just talking about this, I was just looking at different things about the kitchen. So you guys have made me look at the kitchen. I walk through our kitchen. That's all the time I've ever mentioned the word kitchen. But I got to think about, what's the most important room in your house?
The kitchen.
All right. I had a good idea, yeah.
And I even Googled it and pulled up some stuff, and it came up the kitchen. The kitchen is the heart of your home. And the most important room in the house is what this one article said. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit. And so, you know, why the kitchen is so important. And even just reading some of this stuff that I did, Neil, it talks about, you know, just the change in our lifestyles with families, okay? Kitchens used to be just real small. I mean, man, you know, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this. The wife might be in there cooking, the husband in the cook, whatever. And but everybody just stayed in the other room. But you know what? Man, now our kitchen is such a focal point of the room, isn't it?
Yeah, foodies appreciate that. I mean, food's a big part of our culture, so we just bring it into the house, make it expandable so that it fits with the lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. And so let's talk about, because we're going to be talking with you about it, so we might as well go through. I told Victoria, listen in. We'll be all a little bit more prepared for you. But when you even start out, do people bring you pictures a lot? And just to show you kind of what they've got, and then do they bring you some ideas most of the time, or are they just depending upon you, Kami, for the ideas?
I would say a combination of both. Usually people bring pictures of their existing space so we can get a feel for what we're working with, if walls need to come down, what the natural lighting is like, what the current design of the kitchen is. And then a lot of times people are also doing some sort of idea book or bringing photos, inspiration photos of different elements they like. It might not be like, I want this exact kitchen. It might be like, I really like the hood in this kitchen. I'd like to incorporate something like that. And then we piece those elements together into their dream kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And so, Neil, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the timing of the year we're in now. You know, a lot of times, boy, you get around, you know, mid-October, everybody kind of shuts some things off with remodeling because you think of Thanksgiving and the holidays and all. But, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, they're not going anywhere. And you know what? Nobody's coming to see them. So they're going, you know what? Hey, we're off work a little bit. We've got some time to do some things. This holiday season may be the exact time. It's a good deal to take advantage. Hey, if the prices never go down each year, so hey, get into 2020 prices of some things, mm-hmm. from specials that you're offering. But what do you think on that?
Yeah, good point, Scott. You know, we find sometimes customers want to be out during the process because it'd be chaotic. So it's a good time to consider that through travel time, that we could get those prepared, and then while they're out visiting, then we can put them in while they're gone too. I mean, there's a number of ways to do it. Mm-hmm. There's still time for the holidays.
Sure.
It's a process to get ready for that demo. So depending on that sales cycle, it's a good time Right. To look at it. Yeah.
Right. And we're still running our special here, at least through the end of the month. Then we'll see what next month brings. But tell us a little bit about that.
Europa Brand Cabinets, 15% off their entire product line. So that's a factory offer. And then we add to it as well to broaden the line, broaden the offering. Good frameless line. So it doesn't fit for everybody, but I like frameless cabinets. It's good access. It maximizes the space. Good fit and finish. Good product line.
Right. And, Kami, is that where you really start with people, is kind of the cabinets your beginning point?
Yes, I would say that's where we usually start. Usually when somebody comes into our experience center, I walk them through the construction details that vary between each of the lines to get them set up with the product that's going to be best for their cooking style, their lifestyle, and then also the colors. You know, certain lines, sure. Maybe only certain lines offer walnut, or only certain lines might offer like a textured melamine. So then that might kind of push us into a certain product line and cabinet line to get started with the process.
Right. Let's talk about, and you guys we can do a little round table on this, but as far as, like, you know, most homes have granite things today, all right? There's a lot, man, you want to talk about quality difference. You can get that about any price you want, can't you, from just depending on different stores.
Right, right, yeah. With the granite specifically, usually there are, you know, about five different price categories that you can get within that. When they tend to be more unique granites with more movement, it might get more expensive. A lot of customers are also doing quartz, which is another preferred counter surface right now. You don't have to seal it, and it's really durable as
well. Yeah, so maybe explain the difference, a little bit of that.
Well, quartz is granite, a lot of times you have to seal it every year. Some products make one where you don't have to seal it quite as frequently, but usually you do have to seal it. So if you were to spill wine or something on it and it wasn't sealed, then it could stain your granite top.
Okay.
A quartz top, you don't have to seal. If you spill on it, it's not going to be porous and get sucked into the material. And it's also just a little bit more... you know, safety-wise, as far as if you were a person who wants to cut, like, raw chicken or something on your countertop directly,
okay.
Nothing's going to get into the stone surface with a quartz product.
Right. And then as far as, like, the styles and the edges and the cuts and all of that, how do you educate people on what's all available there?
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's so many different options. I feel like there are several different edge treatments. Mm-hmm. It seems like most people kind of choose between two, though, even though there are so many. It just seems like usually you pick like a more traditional
edge. So you're smart. Just show me two.
Yeah.
A or B. I don't need C, D, E, F.
I can show you all of them. We've seen so many tops. We tend to know the ones that are kind of preferred that match. I like to correspond it with your cabinet door style.
Right.
You know, so usually we help you pick an edge that works with that.
Right. And I'm just trying to think of all the different things that goes into just cabinet. I mean, construction is first of all, because, mm-hmm. I mean, good night. I mean, there's some junk out there, you know,
right.
That looks, you step back and look, Neil, mm-hmm. Hey, pretty doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you open it five times and it comes apart more than you've got it screwed in the other part, right?
So there's an issue of build quality.
Yeah.
There's an issue of different hardware systems that go into those cabinets, and that's going to all affect the quality and the lifetime. Very commonly, one of the first things to go in a kitchen is the drawers, because it's used a lot.
Yeah.
So if your drawers are starting to sag, or, you know, some starting to fail there, they're all going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So the things you watch for is where you get the most bang for the buck. Hardware systems are a big one. Back to that countertop issue, though, I mean, granite's been popular now in Europe for about 3,000 years. So it's not going anywhere.
Right.
Good product, good durability. Great looks. So it tends to be on the high end of material options, but it's a great choice.
Sure. Yeah. Now, our hardware on cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's just so many things. It can seem overwhelming sometimes picking different things out, right? But I noticed some in your experience center there. Man, I love that just touching mm-hmm. on it and they pop open. That's cool.
Right. Yeah, the touch latch feature is amazing. I just like to tell people that hardware is kind of the jewelry of your kitchen.
That's a good way
so
to
you
put
can
it.
Kind of spice it up with whatever color accessorizes the kitchen best. We are having some of our lines that have an integrated hardware too. So if you don't like anything that protrudes from your cabinet and you want a grab system where you can just easily grab it, and we can have that done as well. As far as finishes go, we have tons of, you know, gold, black, brushed nickel, chrome, pretty much anything that you could want, every single size.
Sure.
So I feel like that choice can get a little overwhelming, but we kind of take it one piece at a time with the customer, mm-hmm. and then also just remind them you don't have to get too matchy-matchy with your metals. So if your faucet is one color, you don't necessarily have to do your hardware that color. You just want everything to correspond, but it doesn't need to be a perfect match.
All right. And organization is probably one thing that really helps a lot of people now, especially I think that we probably all notice that a little bit more since we've been home a lot. You know, that's like, man, if we could just get this more organized. And pantries are a big deal. And, of course, hey, depending on your space, you can do nice walk-ins, all kinds of different things. But is that one big area that a lot of people just want to have a more functional pantry, Neil?
Yeah. So it takes an interview process to determine what their needs are. We're about to launch a number of videos that talk about storage features on our website. There really are a lot. There's a lot. Mm-hmm. But they tend to be kind of expensive because the manufacturers are real proud of them. But they're ergonomic. They save on your back. They save on storage options or create more storage. So they're wise money.
Right.
You just have to make sure that you're applying them properly.
And probably, hey, find stuff back there you hadn't seen in a while because you just can't reach it or you just keep piling stuff in front, too. So it makes everything accessible then, right,
Kami,
if you get the right?
Yeah. I always like to talk to my customers. I feel like everyone's lived in a house with a base blind corner cabinet.
Yeah.
How many times have you moved out of one of those places and you're like, whoa, that's where that is?
Yeah.
It's like you find it way back in the corner. Just like this hidden zone. Especially with corners, we have some wonderful solutions. More advanced Lazy Susans than you've probably seen it before, mm-hmm. and then just some kind of cool swing out features, and everything that's just going to make things accessible, and you're not going to be having to get on your knees and climb back in or send your toddler to the back of the cabinet to find something for you.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, and we'll touch on this and after the break get into it more, but so you go through this and you guys make this process as simple as you can and helping getting all this, then you got the construction side of it. So, Neil, what do you think kind of sets you guys apart, with your team that does that? Because, that's what people think, man, that's the disruption of our lives, so to speak. So what do you do to make that easier on the homeowner?
Again, it comes to an interview process. I mean, there's a number of things to consider. What are you going to do with the pets? Is the security for the pets important? The sequence of those trades is vital. So that you can shorten the lifetime, the downtime as much as possible.
Sure.
So you have to get the right people involved. And it's not every team member required. So you have to put the right team together, make sure they're sequenced properly, and look at all those issues. Where are they going to park? What about the neighbors? There's a lot of things to consider. And if you don't do all of those, then you end up with a potential issue of buyer's remorse.
And and really it's just communication, and just talking things through. And hey, reality is reality. Mm-hmm. Things are going to be a mess for a little bit, but you know what? You're going to get that end result of that kitchen you've always dreamed of.
Yeah.
So it's certainly worth it. But as long as just everybody communicates with each other and, everybody understands, not that big a deal.
Well, there are a lot of questions. I mean, this is an issue.
Sure.
You don't want to be without your kitchen any more than you have to. I mean, it's the center of the home, as you mentioned.
Right.
So you make it as easy as you can. So the transition between trades is all clean. Make sure that they know that the customer knows what to expect, start time, finish time. There's all kinds of things that go into that.
Right. Enchanted Kitchens, stop by their Experience Center if you haven't had a chance to do that yet. And you will hear them on our show here, of course, and also on John Rush in the afternoons from 3 to 6. And I hope you'll get by and see them. But again, beautiful Experience Center. It's 3535 South Platte River Drive. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more with Enchanted Kitchens right after this. What would you do if you knew how to trade with the skill and confidence of the pros? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Online Trading Academy in Denver. Now is your chance to attend a free 2-hour class to learn more about Online Trading Academy. You will learn how to buy at wholesale and sell at retail, just like the financial institutions. Learn how professional traders navigate today's increasingly volatile markets and manage risk. You'll hear some of the common mistakes of the novice investor and how to reduce them. Learn how you can time the market by waiting for opportunity to come to you. Online Trading Academy in Denver. Call now to enroll in this complimentary 2-hour class. 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Or visit them online at tradingacademy.com.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to have Neil Priester with us and also Kami Martelli. Enchanted Kitchens, 3535 South Platte River Drive there in Englewood. Their number 303-376-7588. And folks, I'm not just saying this, but their experience center is absolutely beautiful, all right? And you may be thinking, hey, you know, there's no way we can do anything this year with everything that's going on. I get that. But maybe, hey, you know what? Stop by their experience center. Just take a little tour. Meet Neil. Maybe Kami will be there as well. And just get an idea of what they have. So when you are ready, hey, you got the place. And again, that's Enchanted Kitchens. Now, Neil, as we were talking a little bit, and as I said earlier, I think you're going to cost me some money here. But one thing I really liked about this, and I gave this Victoria the other day, is your questionnaire thing. And I mean, again, all goes back to communications, setting expectations. Mm-hmm. You know what? Because you know what? If everybody's expectations are set right, there's no disappointment, you know? And just to go through all the different things that you guys do here, I mean, it really makes you stop and think. I mean, this is a big deal, as you said, Kami, you know, redoing your kitchen. So, I mean, man, your end goal is to make sure that customer has the exact kitchen they want when you guys walk out and leave, right?
Yeah, right. I had a customer ask me this morning about appliances, how to do that in the kitchen. I mean, kitchens are complex. Every utility comes together centered in the kitchen. So it's not just an issue of aesthetics. It's also an issue of how to integrate all those different mechanical systems. Mm-hmm. And they have to be part of that process, too, to know how that's going to all unfold.
Right. So what are most people just regular different colors of appliances, or what's the hot thing now in just appliances?
Oh, wow. There are so many choices. We are seeing some different colors. I mean, we're even seeing some cool, like, white and stainless mixed appliances, or kind of like a matte black and stainless mixed appliance. Stainless is probably still our number one seller. Mm-hmm. We are doing wood paneled appliances for somebody who wants their refrigerator to look more like an armoire and kind of tucked away.
Oh, now I've seen that's cool looking.
Yeah. So that's kind of a fun look. I feel like one big change in appliances has been kind of how the microwave is thought through lately. And I'm seeing it here glancing at your picture.
Yeah, yes.
So previously, a lot of times it would be the microwave over the range, which doesn't provide as good of a ventilation system. And then it also gets to be it's not as ergonomically accurate with lifting your arms up and pulling down potentially heavy things. Somebody with kids, you don't want them leaning over a gas cooktop to get to the microwave.
Sure.
If you have like a 10-year-old that likes to cook or maybe wants to heat up their own, you know, after-school snack. For that reason, we are seeing a ton of microwave drawers. So it's just a really handy feature. It's just a little bit easier on your body, easier for either shorter people or young people to use as well.
So you said a 10-year-old. My wife wants me nowhere near the stove.
Yeah.
Or an irresponsible adult.
And, you know, I love how you kind of hone this down to, in this questionnaire, it's got three things you want most out of your kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like I say, it really makes you stop and think things through of what's important to you.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that customers don't generally think about until we start prompting the conversation. But it's all critical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun too.
Right.
You get a chance to see them in their home environment and what their lives are like. I mean, there's a lot that goes into kitchens.
Right. So, Kay, when you meet with people and, you know, they're sitting down with you at that first initial visit, maybe, is there any consistent theme of why people want to do something with their kitchen? I mean, what's maybe the top two or three reasons most people come in?
Well, I mean, outdated cabinetry, cabinets that don't meet their needs, you know, they might not have enough storage, and we can come up with a solution where we can go taller with the cabinets. You know, a lot of cabinets used to only go to 7 feet. We're usually taking them to 8 feet or taller, depending on your ceiling height. Kind of closed-in spaces. A lot of people want open floor plan. I feel like that's probably the number one that we mm-hmm. hear consistently, is we might have to take down a wall or look at something to get you that open floor plan and to get you that, you know, big island with seating, so it really is your gathering space in your house.
Sure. Yeah, we were looking at just a lot of different pictures now that we're into this a little bit. And you look at just some of the, I'll just say, slabs of granite that are on an island, and a lot of times there is room to expand that to make that where you can really make that functional to sit at, right?
Right. Yeah, a lot of times the space, you know, especially if it was maybe a builder, more of a builder-grade house, maybe they just kind of stuck with an easy, smaller slab and didn't want to spend as much, but we can really maximize that space, keeping in mind the walkways that are required, and come up with a better solution to fit 4 seats. Maybe you only have 2 seats and it's kind of an uncomfortable, or, you know, they're too close to the refrigerator, so you're constantly getting hit. We're going to help you rethink that process and come up with the best size for your space and the best seating situation.
Sure. You know, Scott, if you think about the reasons why people might want to seat at the island, there's all kinds of reasons. Maybe the mother wants the kids underfoot, or mm-hmm. you know, wants something for them to do. Maybe they're entertaining and they want to throw some carrots at some people so they feel like they're part of the action. There's a number of drivers as to why people are seating at the island, but the theory has changed such that that's where you want them. You want to have a place to put them. And
sure. And one thing I was looking at, you know, when I was looking through this too, it said, you know, kitchens used to be kind of solely just for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in this article I was reading, it said it's also now mm-hmm. kind of a living area, because, you know, kids can do homework maybe at that island if they had a little bit bigger place to work, you know. But people are in there just working together, you mm-hmm. know. I mean, maybe while the cooking's going on.
Right, yeah. And I think a lot of the open floor plans has contributed to that too, you know, so people mm-hmm. can always, the kitchen is visible. If you have guests over, they're going to kind of slowly, you know, work their way over there right. to grab a beverage or to hang out with you. I have young kids and we cook, you know, I help them, they help bake at the island or pancake night. They're there helping mix and, you know, work with stuff. So it is definitely a spot where it's multifunction and homework also, like Neil mentioned. So mm-hmm. we're using it for everything.
And how do you educate people on styles? Because some people may walk in and they're describing something, but then when you show them that, I don't want that. You know, sometimes people just aren't, you know, and hey, that's why you're the professional at this, because right. we don't know what it's called. But how do you kind of educate people on different styles?
Yeah, that can get confusing, because I might use one term for something and sure. you might use another term. That is when it does come handy, you know, if they have some photos and they say this is my style. But also our experience center shows so many different styles. So we can show them contemporary, we can show them traditional, transitional, and we can talk through why this particular door style might fit in a transitional kitchen versus this one might fit in a contemporary kitchen. So yeah, we are there to help educate that and help, you know, pinpoint their overall aesthetic that they're trying to get.
Right. Okay. So starts out with you coming to their experience center, meet Neil, and Neil, you kind of walk folks through, and if they want to say, hey, we'd love to move forward and just kind of get into your process, kind of just walk us through the process of what happens from that point.
So we invite them into the Experience Center first, so we can show them colors, go through that style selection, talk about different architectural elements that might drive the selection towards a specific door style. An important part of that is going into the home as well, which is a free in-home consultation. So then we get to see the space, see how they navigated in the space, bring those products into the home that they've selected so we can see them in their lighting conditions. All that is free.
Right.
So if they decide they want to go forward, then we start talking about a design agreement, which most kitchens deserve, because it's a long process, and you don't want to short-circuit that process.
Sure. So, and, you know, I know we brought up this word a lot, but I think it's very important, and that word is value.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important to understand, hey, if you're looking for something to throw in your house, can get you by for a year or two, you sell it, then that's fine, okay? But if you're looking for something, you say, hey, this is going to be our house for a long time, or hey, when we do plan on selling it, we want it to be something that will really, you know, make our house more valuable. And I promise you, I mean, if I had to say, and no expert at this, but money will come back if you put it in the kitchen. Right. Good money for good product, I should say, right?
Right, right. Yeah, you definitely want to put something that's going to hold up over time, get the right wood product or the right drawer construction, like Neil was talking about earlier, that's going to hold up over time. And then just also something, you know, for resale, obviously, then also just something you're going to enjoy day to day, and you're not going to be like, oh, why didn't I spend the money on those rollout trays, because now I'm upset every time I get in this cabinet.
Sure. Because when you look at the whole big picture of it and how long you're going to be there, I mean, it's good just to go ahead and just do it the way you want it, because then you're going to be happy. I mean, there's nothing worse than looking back and saying, man, I wish I'd have spent that $1,500 to get that, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's really where it's at.
Starts with good design.
Sure.
So it starts, and you got to have good designers. I wanted to bring up the point that Kami, who's here with us, is a winner of a Peak Awards, which is our NKBA, the certification affiliated company agency. So they have an award every year. It's a very prestigious function. So it's called the Peak Awards, and those are probably the most prestigious awards in the city.
In this industry? Wow.
In our industry. Wow. So Kami's an award winner this year.
Well, cool.
Yes.
So it starts with good design. That's who you want to talk to.
And really, I mean, we've talked about it before, but I mean, what makes a company is the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? When you've got a good team, man, that makes all the difference to you as a business and the end result to the client. When you just all work together, communicate good with the clients, everybody's got the right mission-minded, hey, do everything we can to make that customer happy and make sure they have the kitchen they want when we're all done.
Right, absolutely. Yep, that's our end goal, is that you're happy and that you're enjoying that time in there with your family and enjoying every minute of your new kitchen.
Absolutely. Once again, it's Enchanted Kitchens. Check out their website, enchantedkitchens.net. And once again, their number, 303-376-7588, 303-376-7588. And get by there and see Neil, and Kami's in there quite a bit as well. But I think I'm looking forward to y'all coming out to the house, okay?
We'll be nice to you.
Yeah, all right. I appreciate that very much. But, no, we're excited about that and look forward to it. So, hey, guys, we appreciate it, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Great, thank you.
Thanks,
all
Scott.
Right. Enchanted Kitchens, once again, get by their Experience Center. I promise you're going to love it. 3535 South Platte River Drive in Englewood. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. You should always call the police, no matter how small your accident may seem. Here's why.
The experience that I've had is once you say, listen, I want to have the police called, and if a person gets nervous about that, you know that you're immediately dealing with a different situation. If the person is like, well, that's fine, I'll wait around as well and we can get it documented, no problem, then you know you're also dealing with a credible person too. And so it's a really good litmus test to see how that person reacts.
Always call the police right away. Then call KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Injuries happen all the time, quarantine or no quarantine. So put this number in your phone now, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Trial tested, trial ready. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us again, my name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website. It is haystackhelpradio.com. Again, we moved our referral list over to the same site where you can catch our podcast. So if you missed any of our past shows, we would love to have you catch them there. Now, glad to have some folks that just did a great job at our home, and that is Blue Sky Window Cleaners. Russ Heyman is with us. Russ, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's just such an honor and pleasure to be here for you.
Well, man, it's an honor and pleasure to have you guys in our house, because I'm going to tell you what, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting here. Windows are something we really don't pay a lot of attention to.
Correct.
Okay? Yeah. Until you look up and you think, man, those things need cleaning, and I don't want to be on a ladder, and I'm not good at it anyway. So we called you guys, and, man, just outstanding service. Said you'd come out for a bid. Guy was right on time. Gave us a bid. We turned in the order to do it. Your guys were right on time again. A couple of Caleb and I can't remember the other gentleman's name.
Andrew
was there and just did a great job. And I have a few mounts in my house with our show, Sportsman of Colorado, and one elk I couldn't move. So there was one window behind. So I said, man, I can't take that down. So, but anyway, time I got home, our house looked totally different.
Fantastic.
Just, I mean, you couldn't even tell there was a window there. When I really walked in our main living room, I was like, because the sun really shined, I was like, that looks so clear, and you don't really think about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it was unbelievable. So just first of all, thank you for doing a good job, having, you know, a good team that's in our house, and just providing a good professional service at a fair price, man. I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yep. And, I mean, what has made Blue Sky is our employees, the guys that are out there every day. You know, my wife and I, Shelly, set a model of what we wanted to follow. And we wanted to know that when we go into somebody's home, they can feel safe and secure.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know that we're safety trained. They want to know that when people aren't around, our integrity is high.
Sure.
And we wanted people that are going to make sure that they take pride in their work. And we want to get it right. And even if something goes wrong, which happens from time to time.
if you're in business, yeah. Something's going to go wrong.
Yep. Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that has helped our review rating so well is we're there. Our guys genuinely take pride in the work that they do. And if something's wrong, they want to go fix it mm-hmm. immediately. And those are the guys we've just been really blessed and just had, you know, people that have just, they go above and beyond. And they
right.
go above and beyond in our office, even our the culture of Blue Sky. Everybody
right.
is a teammate.
And, you know, give you and your wife credit there, too, because, I mean, it starts at the top and what you create, you know, and, you know, not cutting corners, so to speak, and taking care of people and being professional. So, I mean, you created that culture. So, you know, man, congratulations on doing that, because it is hard sometimes to get that to translate to an employee. But
yes.
when they take it as serious as you do of doing a good job, man, what a win-win for you and the client.
Yeah, and our customers, you know, we're celebrating 100 years in business this year. Unfortunately, the COVID Whoa. Came, and we had things that we were going to present to our customers at their homes and all, but we're going to put that out. We're going to celebrate our 101st year
man.
Next year.
Yeah,
But with that rich history, we've just, my wife and I have carried that torch on from what people have laid before us
right.
and grown. And it's just been a tremendous experience. And we want to be at work every day.
Sure.
You know, that's the thing. It's a great atmosphere to be there.
Right. Again, Russ Heyman is with us. It's Blue Sky Windows. You can check out their website, blueskywindowcleaners.com. Their number, 303-733-3704. And I'm just going to tell you, if there was a 10-star rating to give them, I would give them an 11. All right? They do excellent, excellent work. I hope you'll check them out. And you know what? If you're driving around, when you get home, go look out your windows. See how dirty they are. You just don't know it. I hope you'll give them a call. Let them know you heard about them here on Haystack, if you would. And we'd appreciate that. But I promise you, if you're looking for, again, excellent work at a very fair price, I hope you'll call Blue Sky Windows, 303-733-3704. Now, you've been doing this a long time. I'm sure you hear, you've been in another house, somebody goes, boy, man, we had this, other companies out here did this, and man, you guys did great. So, again, your reviews show that, by the way, really do. And for people to go on and take time to put reviews up that are good, I think take extra, because, hey, if somebody's unhappy, they're going to go on and throw stuff. But for, hey, I'm happy, why do I want to go take time to do that?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But that shows a lot that the customers really care, too, about telling you you do a good job, too.
It does. And it's really important. It's important to us to do those ratings. And if something falls short, like I said, then we want to figure out why.
Sure.
Where did we fall short so that we can get those ratings and be a company that people can depend on to get the job done right.
Right. Yeah. So when I brought that up about, you know, people saying other people have been in their home, what do you think kind of sets you, you may have already addressed it a little bit with just the way you do business, but what do you hear that just like, man, we're so glad you guys were in our home instead of the other company we had last time?
Yeah, I think, I think the people obviously make mm-hmm. the difference in the visions that are laid out and the mentors that we have had over the years that have helped us. But I also think we have a very sophisticated training process. And what we've done over, my wife and I have owned it for the last 15 years, has brought all our employees in and said, let's make this training. Let's just set all this up. So we have this really sophisticated training and safety training and protocol that we go through. And I think that really helps us set us apart at times in a lot of situations in homes, because we know there are certain roofs that we can't walk on.
Sure.
We know that if we communicate up front, we even train how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
If we communicate up front, we're going to save a lot of problems on the backside. There's nothing worse than doing a whole house and saying, oh, I can't get those windows for this reason at the end.
Right.
So we really work hard in our training and have worked hard with our guys to develop training that helps us a lot. You get guys with integrity and you get training. You got strong vision, good things are going to happen for you.
And you do residential and commercial?
We do a little bit of commercial. We
mainly residential.
Below, mostly residential.
Okay.
We're not opposed to doing commercial, but residential is definitely our bread and butter for the last 100 years.
And you know what? Here's what, too, that was just, again, impressive to customer. You bring the right tools to do the job right.
Yes, sir.
Your guys aren't trying to reach a second floor on an 8-foot ladder.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, and I'm just telling you little things that, you know, I noticed. I mean, so that's a comforting fact and gives you a confidence factor in what's going to happen because, you know what, they show up to do it right.
Yep. And it's what's really neat is the window cleaning industry for years has, you know, there's only so much you can do with squeegees, at mm-hmm. least initially. And now it's really advanced, and they have these water-fed poles that allow us to do things from the ground. And OSHA's really working to try, and the International Window Cleaning Association are working together to try and get us off the ladders as much as possible now,
sure.
off those roofs. And they've made these water-fed poles that are just amazing through the way it produces perfect water and actually comes out a little cleaner than if we do squeegees. Because if you do, when you use regular soap, it leaves a little residue behind and dust attracts to that residue. With these water-fed poles where they use deionized water, it actually comes out cleaner because there's nothing left on the glass. It's just pure glass. They're really neat, really innovative. They're expensive, but for the safety of the employees and the quality of glass on the second story and not walking on these roofs, you know, with the ceramic tile, and there's so many different roof styles these days. We have to be really careful on what we walk on because we don't want to cause any damage.
Absolutely. So. Now, how do they get it where there's just no, I can't do my truck windshield without getting streaks. I mean, there's got to be an art to just have, I mean, I honestly looked around, you know, and I don't even know how many windows we got a bunch, but I mean, there's not one streak of anything that's not perfect on any window.
Yeah, a lot of it takes experience, because when we train these guys to start, it takes a little bit of time, but it's learning how to read the window. You know, we can clean a window right now and it looks great, and then you get up in the morning, you're like, oh, that doesn't look too good. Mm-hmm. So guys with experience actually learn to look at the window from different angles, and then they master their profession with the angles of their squeegees and the strokes that they use, and then we have touch-up methods that we use that makes it look perfect.
Man, because it does, yeah. Yeah. Now, how often, and I know you well enough to not say every month you should do this, but what's normal time to do windows? How often should you do them?
But, you know, spring is the time when most people want them done, and spring is a great time. Just understand you're going to have to be on a wait list for most, you know, really good window cleaners, because everybody wants it done at that time. Yeah. So we recommend, you know, spring, and then coming up the fall is mm-hmm. one of the best times, because your window's going to be clean, sure. and you're going to have the view of the colors.
Yep.
And it lasts quite a while. You'd be surprised at how long window cleaning will last.
Well, you know, that's one thing that I really enjoyed, which is going to sound weird, that you couldn't come out tomorrow. Because I tell people all this time, if you call a painter, you call a roofer, you call any service industry, and they say, you know, well, it's 2:00 now, I can come out at 4:00. I mean, you're probably dealing with a company that's not doing a lot of business. You know, I don't mind waiting 2 or 3, and I didn't wait 2 or 3, but I'm saying, I don't mind waiting a little bit for a good service, because if you're good, you're going to be busy.
Yeah. And we try and do both, because a lot of, you know, we deal with a lot of real estate agents, and they're kind of in a pinch where they need things done.
Sure.
So, you know, we do the best of our ability in our scheduling, try and fit in some time so that they can get their clients taken care of as well, because they're repeat customers.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes for these great services, you do have mm-hmm. to wait, because everybody wants a part of that great service.
Sure.
And that's all service companies.
Right. Once again, if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. It's Blue Sky Window Cleaners, blueskywindowcleaners.com. A-plus rating with a BBB. And again, 100 years in business. I hope you'll give Russ and his team a call there. And it is 303-733-3074. So here's the thing about, I was talking with another client earlier. You're not trying to be the cheapest window cleaner out there, all right? Which I'm glad, because I don't want the cheapest window cleaner. But I want somebody to come out and do a good job at a fair price. And we talk about value.
Yep.
And like I say, you know what? It costs a lot on your end to have sharp employees to do the things that we've been talking about here during this interview, have the right equipment, a lot of insurance. All right,
insurance.
To take care of the deal. So you know what, folks? You know, this ain't going to be $5 a window, okay? Right. So I'm just saying, you know, if you're looking for good quality work, so just take, again, you're in a quality industry. You want customers to be happy with that.
Correct.
Service.
And it takes time to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, those guys
experience.
Were, two guys were there 4 hours. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you're looking about 8 hours worth of labor.
Sure.
You know, for your home. And I just think it's imperative that you have somebody that's experienced in this industry. And it is an easy industry to start up quickly
mm-hmm.
without much. But with employees, you have to take care of your employees. You know, and you may, we hate Shell and I, you know, there's times where you have to give up a little bit on our end a little bit
sure.
to get these guys, to get the people we want.
Right.
So that we can work towards this greater mission of serving our customers, which we're very grateful for. And you know, offering a service that people can trust, and they know that when we're in their home, if something gets broke, we're going to go right to you with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get insurance on the phone and get things taken care of for you. But,
it
does cost extra, but it, you know, the service and the people in your home, to me, that's what our mission was, to make that as safe as possible for
sure.
Them.
Well, Russ, got a customer here for life. I promise you that.
That's fantastic.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. Once again, Blue Sky Window Cleaners, 303-733-3704. 303-733-3704. And when you call, let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio. So, Russ, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center.
The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us today. Glad to have Alan Stack back in studio with us. Stack Optical.
Great to see you,
Scott. My little tagline I made up. Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. Don't you like
yeah,
that?
I love it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Their number 303-321-1578. And it is always good to see you, Alan. Man, I tell you, interesting several months, sir.
Oh, my God, working in these masks. Oh. You know, people look at you and you're trying to explain something. They go, are you mad at me? No, I'm not mad at you.
I'm trying to breathe and talk at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you only have your eyes to work with.
Sure.
When you're trying to communicate, it's difficult.
No, absolutely.
We've had to change everything we do.
Yeah. And everybody keeps saying, I wonder what the new normal will be. And I don't even know when we will know what the new normal will
exactly.
be. It has been just crazy when you look at things, you know, from a financial standpoint, medical standpoint, social standpoint. I mean, again, we can all say we've never seen anything like this hit at
right.
one time.
Right.
It's just crazy. But you know what? One thing we do know, you got to take care of your eyes. And you know what? If you need glasses, you got to go to someone like Stack Optical. Let me rephrase that. You got to go to Stack Optical. That way you'll get the personal care that you deserve. And Alan, how many years now?
Oh, let's see. We've started in 68, so we've just celebrated 52 years in business, and I've been there 40 of them.
Wow.
So it's long, long haul.
Yeah. And, man, when you talk about seeing families, I do a show with a family doctor in Dallas, and he said, you know what, I get the whole life cycle from kids, then their kids, and their kids. Same thing with you. You've been treating a lot of the same family lines for a long time.
And, you know, and because of that, you know, we've been around for so long, people depend on us. You know, when it came down to shutting down, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Marilyn and I just, we're going to keep this open. Yeah,
sure.
We masked up and so forth, and we changed some procedures. But you wouldn't believe how many emergencies we saw.
Really?
Broken glasses. You know, we even did eye exams. Because, you know, a lot of these are frontline workers.
Mm-hmm.
They had no place to go. All the opticals were closed.
Well, that's true. I never thought about
you
that.
You know, yeah. So, you know. Staying through it, and yeah, it helped us. We did a lot of free stuff for a couple months, but
sure.
All those people are coming back because they really appreciated what we did.
Yeah, no doubt, just to be there when they needed you.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always talked about, you know, the importance of eye exams, so I want to touch on that a minute here because in doing a show with this doctor, man, he's talked a lot about the eye and what you can see through it and
right.
other health problems, which you've talked about for years with us, but just kind of talk about that, the importance of getting those exams.
Yeah, and the thing is some people were putting it off, one, because they thought we were closed, you know, but a lot of places weren't doing that. Well, the problem is if you don't diagnose some of this stuff early, it can develop into something that can't be cured.
Sure.
So it is important to get those routine eye exams, especially as we get older.
Right.
You know, we can diagnose stuff earlier.
I tell you, and I've been telling, I think one thing this pandemic has done has made everybody a little more in tune with their health. And you know what? They start feeling anything weird,
right.
go get it checked out. Because
right.
all these underlying conditions, I don't want any of those.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the places are actually safer now than they've ever been.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it was constant cleaning and with the masks. I mean, this is the first winter, spring, and summer that I didn't have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I always get a cold. Not this year.
Right.
You know, and I talk to a lot of people the exact same way. Well, one, we're just cleaner. We're washing our hands all the time.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely. Once again, Alan Stack is with us, Stack Optical. They're located 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And, Alan, I look back and I think about when you had to move, and, man, you were, like, pulling your hair out and sad, and I get all that. But, man, now when you look at where you are, and the convenience for people, parking. Yeah. I mean, beautiful showroom.
And it's really easy to get to. You don't have to deal with Cherry Creek anymore.
Yeah.
And Cherry Creek, you know, it was different when Dad moved in there in the 60s. But, boy, you know, the last 10, 20 years, that's really become a nightmare down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, apparently, our old building is gone, and it's just a parking lot.
Oh, really? I haven't been by there since you
left. I drove by there, and it's just a parking lot. They haven't done any building there. And but to be, you know, centrally located over on Monaco and Evans like that, it's, you know, we're only a mile and a half from the highway.
Right.
From I-25 heading east. So
Very
very, very convenient to get to. And I've had a lot of folks come in. They haven't seen me in 10 or 15 years. They go, Al, we were so happy you moved out of there. That's why we're back.
Sure.
You know, we didn't want to deal with Cherry Creek.
No, absolutely. Park, and I mean, literally feet from the door, you can park and walk in.
Yeah.
No stairs, no nothing. Just get out of your car and walk through the door. So that's cool. All right, let's talk about the Stack Sports Pack. And Alan does this very, very well, has for a number of years now, and keeps improving on things with it. And he talks about this on our Haystack Help Show as well as Sportsman of Colorado. But it's really just glasses that will enhance your activities in the outdoors. That's a great way to put it.
Exactly. You can get different lenses for the same frame, and it takes seconds to switch them out. You know, it's like with golf, you know, you get yourself a really good brown pair of polarized lenses, you're going to find that ball a lot quicker than you are with a pair of gray lenses. And why? Because gray lenses will darken those shadows. Well, brown will allow you to cut through it and see your ball. That's just one lens. Another one, you could, you know, if you're going to do a lot of driving, then gray polarized. It doesn't distort color for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have a pair for that. And then, you know, if you're, you know, an old-time shooter with the iron sights, and, you know, you're in your 50s and 60s, it's a little hard to see the front sight.
Sure.
Well, I've designed a lens that'll help with that. You know, you just put that lens in when you're going to be doing that for target shooting and so forth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it is fun to shoot, but it's also fun to hit what you're shooting at.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing you should be practicing with whatever you're wearing all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you want to go out and target shoot, and you want to be good. Well, this helps.
Right.
You know, having one of those type of lenses in there.
So when you talk about, is everybody just so different? But if you had to say, hey, for most people, maybe we could say it like that, these four tinted lenses, colors of lenses, is everybody.
Yes, everybody perceives color differently.
Right.
You know, some people just prefer brown for everything.
Right.
And there's other folks that really prefer the gray. It's just, golfing is a one thing where gray just doesn't work well. Hmm. There are some people out there swear by it, but you know, being a golfer,
sure,
the brown works the best.
Right.
But for all around glasses, yeah, some people just really prefer gray or brown or even the G15. You know, a quick story on that G15, that's the green color. That came out in World War II, so pilots could tell the difference in type of clouds. And that's where G15 came from.
Okay.
And we still do a lot of that, too.
Wow. It's a Stack Sports Pack. Now, if you are going in the store and you, as Alan just mentioned, hey, you're a shooter and you'd like to take your firearm in there to let Alan take a look and see how you are aiming that, please do us a couple of favors. One, when you call to make an appointment, make sure Alan's going to be there. And number two, check and double check that your firearm is unloaded. All right.
That's right.
That helps a lot. So, but all you have to do is call 303-321-1578 and just mention you heard Alan here on the show, and they will get you in and get you fixed up there. And also, if you're looking to for an appointment with your doc, be sure and
You want to call and make an appointment to see the doc. Doc's there a few days a week, and we'll get you in. Something else I wanted to mention, since all this, we were having a lot of inventory issues. Well, that's all solved. We've got brand new inventory in there, and everything's stocked up. So,
how do you stay? Now, normally, I know you would go to shows, you would go to different things.
Right.
But now, last 6 months, you know, but I mean, what's it been like now just trying to, again, stay on top of the trends?
Doing virtual seminars. They've been, you know, a lot of the different magazines and so forth, and you know, we had our annual shows in Vegas in September and the other one in March. Well, when they canceled those, they still did a lot of virtual things with the different companies. And, you know, I've done some virtual education and that kind of stuff to keep up on the current trends and the current technology. I mean, lenses are still advancing.
Sure.
You know, we've really been improving our progressives. They're much cleaner designs. It's a digital progressive. And, you know, there's a new term out, as worn. You know, when the doc does a refraction on you, it's perpendicular to your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't wear our glasses like that. We wear them slightly tilted and wrapped. Gotcha. Well, now with computerized grinding, we can calculate what that difference is. That just makes a much cleaner design lens.
Sure. Now, let's talk about the frame on the Stack Sports Pack. What's that made of?
Oh, no, that's what's really cool. Is
they're so flexible. What I like about them, you know, sometimes I'll just put them on, but then I'm like, man, I may have to jog over here a little bit to get to where I'm going to get real quick to get to the animal or whatever I'm doing. And, boy, and I can bend those things around my ear real quick. I can tighten them on my nose real quick. And
yeah,
they're
snug. A rubberized material that they use on the bridge and the temple ends. So that, and there's a metal in there that's got some flexibility to it. So that's what allows you to be able to go ahead and adjust it a little bit tighter if you're going to be active. What's really neat about that bridge is done the same way. So on the shooting lens, you can customize the height of that aiming part of the lens, you know, the upside down bifocal that I use.
Right.
Depending on which weapon, if all of a sudden you're going to be using your scopes, you don't want that in your way. So you can pinch in the bridge and lift it up out of the way, and you're using your distance.
Sure. Now, since you've moved, man, again, great new showroom, all that. You've had some growth. You've got a couple of new staff members.
Yes.
Tell us about them.
Yeah, I have Bob and Tim. Tim's got 27 years in the business, and Bob's got 37 years. I was lucky to find them. And if I'm not there, they're there.
Right.
So we're still open 6 days a week. You can get an appointment anytime.
And I tell you, I love your doc. I mean, he's been there for several years. And, I mean, boy, he's very thorough. And makes it easy. I mean, nobody sits or likes it. One, two, two or one, three or two, four or five. But, I mean, he is thorough. And, man, when you walk out of there, you go, you know what? That was a good eye exam.
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of prescriptions from all over town.
Right.
But one thing I notice about his is we don't get the doctor's changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very rarely do we have to remake. And, you know, because he's thorough in that eye exam. You know, he's been doing it 40 years.
Sure.
You get pretty darn good at it.
Absolutely. And still a great price for those.
Right, $69.
$69. Wow.
And yeah, I've been pricing that around, and they're going anywhere from $100 to $200 for eye exams. It's...
Well, if you're in time to get an eye exam, give the office a call. Let them know you heard Alan here on KLZ 560. 303-321-1578 is the number. And once again, the address, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Alan, we've talked about this for years with you, but... You know, I've had one gun store friend of mine. He ended up, you know, closing in January before all this hit, you know, because gun sales were just slow. There were a lot of things going on. And then, wow, little did he know. But a lot of people are ordering online guns, getting them sent to him, then paying a $35 transfer fee, going through the background check, and he just couldn't survive on that. So my reason for bringing up the internet is this. Man, especially these last 6 months, boy, the internet's been bombarded. But what will the internet not do for you when it comes to good eyewear?
That's really interesting you brought that up because, you know, I've been talking to, you know, we've had so many new clients over the last few months. And they'll bring that up. They bring up the big box stores. They're just tired of that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
They want somebody who cares. They're searching out mom and pop operations now. You know, the internet, Jesus, you know, they think this is just a product that you can buy on the, they don't realize there's a lot behind that. There's a lot of service. There's a lot of expertise in designing those. Talking to the patient, making sure that, you know, you're listening. You know, they're talking about, hey, I drive for a living. I'm going to use a completely different lens than somebody who's in an office all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can customize their lenses depending on what they do. You know, on the internet.
When you say you can customize them, we mean you can customize them. You got your own lab.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So we're not just saying you can send them off to get it done.
Right.
You can do it.
And that's the other thing is, you know, we were hearing stories it was taking a week or two to get glasses. You know, the one thing that hasn't changed is 3 or 4 days. We've been offering that for years, and it still hasn't changed.
Oh, great. Well, Alan, hey, I hope we can get some folks in there for you to, one,
I appreciate
get them for some better health and get their eyes checked out and get some new glasses. And, folks, listen, check out the Stack Sports Pack. And we didn't mention, but, hey, see a lot of motorcycles out now riding. But, man, if you need, you got some good stuff for
that,
I
brought in a lot more of the motorcycle glasses and the wraparounds and that type of thing. Also brought in a bunch of, quite a few more of the silhouettes, which are those rimless frames.
Right.
They're the most comfortable pair of glass you can ever have.
Wow.
You know, I've been wearing mine since 2014.
All right. Good deal. Well, once again, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. All right. Now I'll take care of you for all your optical needs. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Their number, 303-321-1578. Alan, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, Scott.
And most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio today. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.